Yeah, we were delighted, and I'd like to pay tribute to Joanne and David Hosey for organising the meeting. So we had Minister Harkin, Minister Feehan and Deputy Scanlon, and we were delighted that they attended on Cree Building in Tubbercurry, along with other members of the Chamber of Commerce, myself as local councillor, and the CEO, Brian Kendi, from Vision Built, right beside the on Cree Building. So we met them to see where we're at with the N17, which you know money is allocated to. Just to show there is issues with Vision Built moving the containers or the modulars with trucks. It's not wide enough, so we needed to sit down with the Chief Executive, Martin Lydon, and see what we can do from Tubbercurry to Curry in that. Another big one was the local link. We need to be linking Tubbercurry with Sligo, with the local link. The commercial units that's there, the bus will say the Route 64 and Feed O'Donnell, they're not sufficient for what we actually need transport for the local people in South Sligo all the way along. The OPW building, we want to see where that's at and get a response back. We know that there's a design done for it, for a new state-of-the-art Garda station and also the health centre of where we're at with that. Back in 2021, we heard that it was going ahead and we still know further on. It was great to have the ministers and Deputy Scanlon there. They took everything on board, so I'd be very confident in quarter one of 2026 that we will get replies back to all our issues, and we have agreed that we're going to do quarterly meetings with them for South Sligo and the whole of Sligo also.
And are you happy with progress to date from a government perspective on the various projects and issues facing Tubbercurry at the moment?
I'd be disappointed on the local link, because in County Sligo, we're the only area that doesn't have the local link coming out to it. And that's key for students, for employment to Tubbercurry. We have a state-of-the-art factory there in Vision Built. They're looking to up their workforce by three times by 2030, go from 50 million turnover to 300 million. We cannot let that go. The local link is key to that happening. And to link in with Ireland West Airport, Charlestown, Balahi, Curry, Banada, I would say, Clonacool, Kilmacteague. We need to be linking all these. We've no taxi services. We're struggling to get taxi service applications across the line, and it is key, along with the OPW building, slow, the new health centre, very slow. Like, these were all given, money allocated, so the process has taken us far too long with red tape and consultation.